Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, yesterday we started a message, Knowing the Will of God, and we didn't get very far. I did share a scripture, Ephesians 2:10, that talked about we are the workmanship of God. We've been created in Christ Jesus for good works, and those good works are those things that God has foreordained. He's planned it before the worlds began. He planned the plan of salvation before the worlds existed. He had you on His mind, not only when He was dying on the cross, but He had you in mind before the creation of the earth. He knew exactly what He wanted to create in you. And the fact that we're His workmanship, just if you've listened yesterday, means you're a very special art project of the Lord's. He's working on you. And it won't be completed till we're with Him in glory. And then He's going to stand back and just admire the masterpiece that He's made. And we'll all be masterpieces. Isn't that wonderful? Oh my goodness sakes. Can you just hardly wait? I know I can hardly wait. Anyway, so this is a very serious subject. As I said, I'm trying to be lighthearted, but to fulfill your destiny, the call of God on your life, whatever that may be, and you all of you have a calling. It may not be for public speaking or on the in fivefold ministry as a pastor, as a preacher, as an evangelist, but the other callings. You see, the whole point, fivefold ministry exists. There, you know, the Levites were, I heard a long time ago, Levites were really the like fivefold ministry. They were the ones that served the priests. And that's exactly the whole mindset you need to understand. We certainly must reverence and respect those who aren't God-ordained positions of authority, recognizable ones, you know, a prophet or apostle or pastor. There's no question of that. But that this ministry group, fivefold ministry, a formal official leadership, if you will, serves the priests. That's what the Levites did, beloved. Who were the priests? You know what? That's you. Yes, you are a king and priest unto our God. We all are kings and priests. And so that's the point. We are servants to be able to facilitate and edify the saints, teach them the word of God, to encourage them, to edify them, so they can do, you guys can do the work of the ministry. Praise God. You just need to pray for those who are in full-time ministry so they can do a good job equipping you, okay? That's very important. All right, so we're talking about knowing the will of God, and there's a couple thoughts I want to share, and that is whatever God does, He really does it as a partnership. He does not want to be, I am the sovereign God Almighty, you are my subject, and you will obey my commandments. I mean, we are to. However, He wants interaction. That's where prayer comes in. But He wants not only our interaction, He wants our thoughts. He wants our opinions. He wants us to consider what He's recommending, what He's suggesting. And of course, you know, if you do that long enough, you'll find out that no matter whatever you might be thinking to the contrary, it's never as good. Trust me. You will find His plan is exceedingly better. But it is a partnership where He wants you, if He gives you some truth. In fact, have you ever heard, you know, well, God's not speaking with me. Well, what did God tell you the last time you did hear Him speak? Have you done it? If you haven't, maybe that's why He's waiting for you to move. Get with it and do what He asks you to do. So it is indeed a partnership. And there's another term I could use that might help you relate to it, parenting. Now, I'm going to be very broad. Some of you may or may not have children. If you don't have children, perhaps you have pets. Trust me, it's the same concept. Really. And they both categories can be both stubborn and self-willed. But a good parent, whether it's two-legged or four-legged, you are going to do what is in the very best interest for that child or for that pet. For example, thinking now of a dog situation, it's important, not only in terms of socially, that you have to have, your dog has to be obedient to what you're asking. You know, at some point it could be the meaning, or it could be the difference between life and death. I mean, I've heard of situations where they saw a rabbit, they're going to run across the road and not even looking, because when they get that prey drive going, they're not thinking of anything else. They're after whatever they're after, and they can be oblivious until it's too late. A car approaching, ready to hit them. And before that occurs, if you can yell down or sit, and they know how to obey immediately, they will do that if they're a well-trained dog, and that could save their life. So it's important, our animals. Let me tell you a story. Well, I had cats when I was at UC. There's no question of that, as an unsaved and single person, single woman. Anyway, after we were married, Brother Glass and I, it was probably, maybe 2-3 years, we had no pets because the place we moved in didn't allow pets. Anyway, At that time, I kept a really pretty good house, and we were good friends with a ministry. We lived in Castro Valley that did not have a church, but they had a ministry office or headquarters on Castro Valley Boulevard. So we would come to visit, and there was a Manx cat there. And I said, boy, if I ever had a cat, he was so friendly, I really was attracted to him. I said, boy, if I ever had a cat, I'd like it to be one like him. Well, guess what? They were concerned about it because he'd be walking next door to the hardware store, and they were afraid he was going to get killed. You know, I mean, he was just sort of fearless. Anyway, so we asked the landlord, and they said yes, and so that's how I got Casper the cat. Now, you have to understand, he was not very disciplined. They were in an actual house, but they allowed this cat. They would make sandwiches, you know, they had a fridge there. It was like a kitchen. It was like a normal house, and they would use the counter, and they'd, you know, prepare food or snacks or whatever, and Casper could go all over the place. He could walk on tables, he could walk on that, and I was like, that's not going to fly in my home. And you know what? It was possible to train that cat. He did not jump on anything. We allowed him on the bed. He had his own little kitty box, where he could sleep in. And then we allowed him on the sofas, but he couldn't get up. We had a little brown towel, a good size human towel. And we put that down, he could lay on that. And so it is possible to train. Can you imagine training a cat? He was a very obedient cat. So it's possible to train in a loving way your pets and your children. This was all for the pet lovers out there, okay? I haven't had children, natural children, physical children, but I have a lot of spiritual kids, so I try my best to look after them. Anyway, so the point is, just as our Heavenly Father is a good parent, sometimes He doesn't give you what you want, and you want it so bad, it's like a 2-year-old screaming, I want it, it's mine, it's mine. Well, that's part of growing up, beloved. You have to trust your Heavenly Father that He knows best. So now let's get serious again. I said I'm keeping this, the whole vein of this light, but it's a very serious subject. It's very important you walk. Otherwise, if you stand before the Lord and it's like you never bothered to really see God, you just kind of lived your Christian life, you just went to church, and you never realized the importance of Ephesians 2:10, that God has good works already prepared for you. And, you know, imagine standing before Him as like, oh, I don't know, I never thought to ask God. That would not be very good. You would not be very happy. And so we all need to be much more sensitive in this area. But let's proceed. The first and most important thing, suppose God is giving you something definite, or even if it's not, you should always examine your motives in desiring to know God's will. In other words, do you really just, the only real acceptable one is to give God glory? Many times, unfortunately, we see people, even in ministry, they want to make a name for themselves. It's we were part of a fellowship, Full Gospel Fellowship, for 10 years. And the first thing a preacher would say, they'd talk to one another, and they'd say, well, and how large is your church? I mean, I will not repeat what my opinions were the first time I went. Anyway, the point is, our motives should be extremely important, not only in wanting to know God's perfect will for your life, for His, and you know, when I talk about God's will, fulfilling your God's destiny for your life, that is really big. That's an overarching lifelong career, if you will. But there are seasons in our lives, and you need to know God's will for that, whatever season you may be in at that time. If you've got, you're married, you're just starting a family, your purpose is to raise those children. That's your career choice for that time, that season in your life. When they're up and grow up and on their own, then He has another season where you need to seek His will. And also, I'm narrowing it down even to day by day. God has a will for each day of your life. I mean, yes, you're on a journey, you've got a particular, you know, there's the overarching plan is there are certainly things to do. But even in that day, He can show you precise ways to be more efficient. Well, you can tell I'm very much into time constraints and time efficiency because I've always been so busy. And so that's a priority. And He can show marvelous shortcuts. And so the Holy Spirit can be a real asset, even in the just simple chores of your day, doing housework or cleaning up the garage, guys. He can show you ways to shortcut, to be more efficient, to give you new and creative ideas. Oh my heavens, if you haven't asked the Holy Spirit for new and creative ideas, you had better. You are missing out on a whole bunch. Well, I don't know, beloved, I don't know how long, I'm just going to obey God, okay? I hope that's okay with you. So we're not getting very far in the message, but I trust the Lord will have said what He wants. So as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do with great earnestness and with great sincerity thank you for your prayers. We could not continue on if it wasn't for the love, the support, the prayers, and the love gifts of God's people. We've carried on since 1965, and that's amazing testimony to the faithfulness of God. And so I thank you for joining me today. If you have prayer needs, this is a ministry not only of broadcasting, but of prayer and correspondence. That is one of the primary aims of this ministry, and it's one of the aspects I deeply love. It's very personal, and whatever the needs are, know that it is I, myself, no one, none other, that will read and answer your letter and write the letter. I don't have a ghostwriter. It's me. Anyway, I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.